How many people would be at a meeting?
Oh, it would be 25 or 30 people at least. We would try to get as many as we could to the meetings. And then we would come back to the community to rally support, because everybody didn't have a car to drive out there. And I truly believe a lot of our meetings, we had to kind of keep them low-key because of the strategizing you're doing, because of being sabotaged in some of your things. Because one incident, when we were planning to picket the fight of Floyd Patterson at the convention center, which was just a rotunda at that time, we were planning to picket that because blacks was not allowed. And this is one, this would have been one way of getting national attention, because here you have all of these tourists coming in here, and they really was not aware of the prejudice that went on. I think they even got the idea that the blacks that worked within the hotels probably lived there, because they knew nothing about the West Side. So this was one of those times that we felt that we could let the world know, because this is going to be broadcast all over, this heavyweight fight, you know. So we were had our plans, making picket signs and everything, but somehow the word got out. So the powers to be called us to a meeting and asked if we would not do it, and they made promises about things that would be open up to us and everything. So we did not picket that fight that night. And I know that there was a few people allowed in that could afford the price and everything. They did not offer to give you a free ticket to go in, you know, but they would offer that you could go to these events.
Oh, so some black people from the community did attend.
I don't want to misrepresent that, but I do think that was some of the representatives was able to go.
And who were the powers to be?
The mafia ran the town at that time. You had the hotel owners, which I could name. Wilbert Clark fronted the Desert Inn. Jack and Trotter fronted the Sands Hotel. Major Riddles fronted the Dunes Hotel. And just on down the line, these names was connected with the hotel, but they were actually ran by the mafia.